Now we have just a couple of letters to the evening news.
Memories of Carlins have R. Watson of Mattershall writing in. Sharon Griffiths conjured up a childhood of lovely memories in North Yorkshire and mentioned Carlins. Eating Carlins was a stage in the progress towards Easter, and one of the Sundays preceding Easter refers to them. Tid, Mid, Misere, Carlin, Palm, Pace Egg Day, invariably mispronounced as Paste Egg. On the Sunday before Palm Sunday, we always ate Carlins, which I remember as pea-sized with dark brown skin and pale yellow interior. Pace eggs were decorated hard-boiled eggs, pace being an Anglicanization of the French word for Easter. On Easter Day, the eggs were taken to a nearby hillock and rolled downwards, signifying the rolling of the tombstone. If they didn't crack in the process, they were then jarped, which was similar to playing conkers. People hit each other's eggs with their own, and the one which survived uncracked was the winner. The unshelled eggs were then eaten, dipped in salt in the process.
Jane Wisby of Witchingham says there is no long-term plan for waste disposal. Norfolk produces 400,000 tonnes of household waste a year. Following the costly rejection of the Saddlebow King's Lynn incinerator, Norfolk County Council has no long-term plans for the disposal of 160,000 tonnes of that waste. The proposed Atlas Works waste plant in Lenwade is not the easy answer that NCC appear to be hoping for. It sits above an aquifer and is metres away from the River Wensum, upstream from Norwich. Saddlebow cost the taxpayer £33 million. How much more will it cost Norfolk if we allow our waste to pollute our rivers, our city and our drinking water?